This is IGN.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One to dismember. This is your IGN review of Mortal Kombat 1 by Mitchell Saltzman. If there was a Mount Rushmore for fighting games, you can be sure that either Scorpion, Sub-Zero, or Liu Kang's face would be on that rock. For more than 30 years, Mortal Kombat has been ripping spines and severing heads, and the latest, Mortal Kombat 1, represents perhaps the most dramatic gameplay shift the series has ever seen. The new cameo system offers an unparalleled level of player expression for the series, allowing you to essentially break the usual rules of the game by giving characters tools that they weren't designed to have, resulting in a uniquely dynamic fighting system that allows for some truly wild combos and setups. Everything built around that system, apart from the predictably excellent story mode, could have used some more polish and refinement, but even with those blemishes, Mortal Kombat 1 more than lives up to its gory legacy. If there's one thing you can applaud NetherRealm for in recent years, it's how each new Mortal Kombat game since MK9 has played dramatically different from the last without sacrificing that very distinct Mortal Kombat feel. So it's not surprising that, even before we get to the crazy cameo system, Mortal Kombat 1 makes some drastic changes from MK11 that really set it apart. For starters, it returns the meter management to just one meter that governs enhanced special moves, breakers, and now jump cancels out of uppercuts. Fatal blows are still around, but are no longer invincible on startup. Crushing blows are gone completely. Character variations are gone. Wake-up attacks and wake-up rolls are gone. Every character is now able to do much more damage without even spending any meter, thanks in part to a new air combo system, and thank the Lord, blocked crouching jabs are now punishable with crouching jabs of your own, making them much less spammable than before. These are all good, smart changes that make the action in MK1 feel fresh yet familiar, while addressing some of the pain points that the fighting game community had developed with MK11. The biggest new addition, though, is that cameo system. For the first time in a Mortal Kombat game, you choose a second character that you can call upon as an assist during a fight. Your cameo is governed by their own meter, and every time you call them in, you use up half of it, or in some cases, like Goro's powerful, unblockable stomp assist, the whole thing. And it's great that every cameo has at least three assist moves, which adds multiple new tools to the repertoire of any character you choose to play. So, for example, let's say I'm playing as Baraka, who notably does not have any overheads or lows in the middle of any of his combo strings. That would make him a character you can pretty safely just block low against, unless I add Scorpion as my cameo character, who has an overhead as one of his moves. So now there is an additional layer to my offense that I can use to try and open up my opponent in a way I wouldn't have been able to before. Or I could pick Frost and use her low-hitting freeze attack in neutral to try and catch my opponent off guard and start up a damaging combo. Other cameos can be used to extend combos that typically would not be extendable, convert respectable damage off of small hits that normally wouldn't be convertible, and some even have more specialized uses. Maybe you give your character a teleport, or a way to become invulnerable to projectiles, or a way to quickly retreat to full-screen distance. I'm not one who generally enjoys assists in fighting games, since they're usually accompanied by tag systems and I'm more of a 1v1 fighting game fan, but their implementation here is extremely well thought out, and does nothing but improve upon the already solid foundation that MK1 stands on. That said, Mortal Kombat has always had a very particular feel to its gameplay, something that can be chalked up to the dial-a-combo system, having to hold a button to block and some general stiffness in the movement, and the more I play other fighting games, the harder it gets to come back to. It's stuff that I eventually got used to, but it took some time to gel with MK1's unique style of 2D fighting. Once I did, though, it was clear that Mortal Kombat 1's actual combat is as strong as it's ever been. The story mode this time around is a true new beginning for the series, and that's uniquely satisfying. This isn't just a timeline reset like Mortal Kombat 9. The entire history of Mortal Kombat has been rewritten. Familiar characters get brand new looks, backstories, relationships, and powers. It picks up literal eons after the events of Mortal Kombat 11, in which newly minted Fire God Liu Kang uses the Hourglass of Time to reshape the universe as he saw fit. Earthrealm is at peace. Outer World is ruled fairly by Queen Sindel. And while the Mortal Kombat tournament between realms still exists, it's more of a tournament of pride and honor as opposed to a tool for realm invasion. Eventually, that peace is threatened by outside forces that I won't get into, but suffice to say, after a few very chill and lighthearted opening chapters with supportive dad, Fire God Liu Kang, cheering on his plucky new champions in their first martial arts tournament, things get very real very quick, and the stakes get raised in all the usual ways. Above all, I loved seeing these new takes on classic combatants, especially those who have historically been relegated to minor roles. Baraka and Reptile, for instance, never really got to be anything more than henchmen in previous games, but in Mortal Kombat 1, they're major players with their own chapters and defining story moments. Plus, the writing is full of plenty of cheeky in-universe references that feel like nice rewards for being a longtime fan of the series. NetherRealm fighting games have always been the best at delivering story modes that are essentially the video game equivalent of absurd popcorn movies, and Mortal Kombat 1 is no exception to that rule. The campaign has no new gameplay innovations to offer, but its 6 hours are big, bombastic, well-acted, and ridiculous in all of the right ways. If that sounds familiar, it's because I said virtually the same thing 3 years ago in my Mortal Kombat 11 review about its single-player story mode. And if I had reviewed Mortal Kombat X, Injustice 2, Injustice 1, Mortal Kombat 9, or Mortal Kombat vs. DC Universe, I could have said the same for those as well. There seems to be an if-it-ain't-broke-don't-fix-it philosophy at play with NetherRealm's designers, so if you liked those as much as I did, you'll probably enjoy this one too. While I wouldn't say anything needs outright fixing, there's definitely some room for a refinement that still hasn't been capitalized on. Every chapter just throws you into the shoes of a new character without a hint of guidance on what's special about them, what their combo strings are, their launchers, or their special moves, for instance. I had to learn on the fly by bringing up the move list, trying things out string by string, special move by special move, and by the time I'd finished achieving a base level of competency with a character, the chapter's over and I've moved on to the next. This mode would benefit so greatly from optional, short, developer-led character guides that can get you up to speed on the fundamentals of a character before you have to spend the next 30 minutes playing as them, especially when its tutorials are so good outside of the story mode. Beyond the cinematic story mode, the big new single-player mode for Mortal Kombat 1 is Invasions, which combines the themed environments and rewards of the Crypt, some light RPG elements from older Conquest modes, and the quick back-to-back gimmicky battles of the Towers of Time, packaged in the form of a virtual game board. It's a mishmash of ideas that sound good on paper, but unfortunately tries to be a few too many things all at once. Mortal Kombat 1 is another great entry in this legendary series, but it's not one without issues. The new cameo system is excellent. There are smart changes to the fighting mechanics that address many of the fundamental issues that cropped up over Mortal Kombat 11's life, and predictably, the fantastic single-player story mode that continues to be the gold standard of the genre. But certain elements of online play are starting to feel dated, and Invasions mode is not nearly engaging enough to hold my attention for as long as is needed to unlock a majority of the goodies hidden behind its many treasure chests and gimmicky battles. Still, Mortal Kombat 1 marks a new beginning for the franchise, and it's a very exciting launch point for the next era. Mortal Kombat 1's IGN score? 8. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Mortal Kombat updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.